Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Board Draw, episode 128. And today we are talking all things England, Thomas Tuchel. We're talking World Cup 2026. Give you the loader.
Is he bringing it home? Is he not bringing it home? Or is he bringing it home to his home country of Germany?
We had two World Cup qualifiers against Albania and Latvia. There were some positives. There were some less appealing aspects of it, I think.
Yeah.
But we'll preface this all with, this is his first two games. The squad is still missing, I would argue, star players.
Who are those star players?
Bukayo.
Jeez!
Trent. Cole Palms.
Yeah.
John Stones.
Oh, missing!
He's been missing all season.
But yeah, John Stones.
Yeah, there were positives to take from it. I think we should start from that. I think both games were pretty similar. The Latvia game, a tiny bit more maybe emphasis in the second half than we managed to find throughout the first game. There were positives to take from it. Starting with his
two selection.
Two clean sheets.
But yeah, let's start with the selection.
And his selection. So we spoke about the selection last week.
Check out the vid.
Some surprise inclusions.
Some surprise exclusions.
Jordan Henderson, maybe the most notable inclusion, sort of threw up a bit of heat.
And he actually played as well, which has been mental.
Yeah, over the likes of like Gibbs White, which I thought was a bit... But whatever, it was late on into the first game. And then, yeah, the selection for itself I didn't think was too bad. I quite liked to see Reece James back. Thought he had two really good performances. I thought Ezri Konsa was brilliant. I thought Mark Gahey was solid.
Dan Burn was all right.
Yeah, Mars Lewis Skelly across both games. Fantastic, wasn't he?
Come on.
I think you could see a little bit of naivety in his play. Mm. Occasionally, maybe lost the ball more than others. Don't quote me on that. But I think what he bought going forward was fantastic.
Yeah, you can kind of, and we'll probably go into like the style of play, but I think what players like him, Trent, Reece James have is that ability to go into midfield and be another, because if we're playing...
You're playing basically Rice as the only holding midfielder.
You need people to come join him in that midfield, and that's what those fullbacks do.
Yeah. Marcus Rashford, I thought, had a really quiet first game. Second game, he was a lot better, but it still didn't really work for him. Harry Kane popping up with goals again. I thought his positioning on the pitch was a lot better than we saw under Southgate.
Yeah, you'd hope that they're kind of link up at Bayern as kind of...
He understands how to get the best out of Kane. Gareth probably managed more games with Harry Kane than...
More time on the training pitch, maybe.
That
together.
Is definitely true. I don't know. But yeah. I mean, standout performance for me, Reece James, in that last game. I thought he was fantastic.
Yeah, he's one of those players, he annoys me because he should be, I think we said it many times, probably the best right back in the world.
I think he is the most well-rounded right back. Maybe one of the most well-rounded footballers.
And obviously, he's not to blame for his injuries. Maybe it's slightly, maybe Chelsea's to blame slightly. But I think just his lack of availability just means he can't kind of hit those levels. But when he's about and on job, he's a problem. And like one of the players that should be on the team sheet, sure.
Defensively, he is so good in one-on-one defending. Mm. He can replace what we would lose without Kyle Walker, which was already gone from Kyle Walker.
But I want to see him anywhere near the team.
Going forward, much better than anyone we have in the squad. Better than Trent going forward. What Trent offers is that array of passing. And we know how good Trent can be.
Yeah.
But I think just if you want a solid right-back option who can defend, can go forward, his set-piece deliveries are fantastic. We saw the free kick.
Free kick was outrageous.
He's all good. He's good all round.
Mm.
And I think if he is fit, he has to be... It's him or Trent.
It's him or Trent.
Yeah. Jed Spence.
But
I thought he was really impressive. Mars Lewis Skelly, the other side we just spoke about, really good going forward. Didn't look out of place in that England team. Getting a goal on his debut. Popping up in all the right areas. Probably would have liked to see him maybe overlapping a little bit more. But I don't think he's solely to blame for that.
Yeah, not really his... as like a midfielder turned left back, that's not really his wheelhouse. But
I think he's more than capable of doing it.
Though. Yeah, he slotted in nicely. I like it a lot. Talk to me about centre-back partnerships. So we saw first game, Konsa and Dan Burn, which I didn't hate. Dan Burn, for me, I think is obvious he's not the best kind of ball player in the world. But what I did like is you can just pump a corner in and he's winning it every single time. Because he's a freak.
I was getting flashbacks to the 2018 World Cup where we just gave it to Harry Maggs every time we corner. Yeah, Dan Burn, I mean, it depends.
Probably not my
where you're looking to hurt the opposition. Yeah, yeah. I mean, yes, if you're planning on, you know, playing most of the game in the opposition's half and winning a lot of corners, it's not a bad option, is he, to have. He wins pretty much every header.
Yeah, yeah.
But for me, I think you're going to resort to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe later on in games you could bring him on or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or if you played a three at the back.
You can kind of see the levels when someone like Gaye comes in. Just a bit more classy.
Marshal that defence.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
People calling him out for that mistake that almost led to the Latvia goal.
I think he's just an all-round better defender.
But I think that was all on Pickford. Yeah, I think Mark Gaye, I'd be very surprised if he wasn't a starting centre-back.
You've got people like Branthwaite who are still playing for the under-21s, which is mental.
Yeah, he would definitely be in my squad over Jarrell Kwanzaa.
Jarrell Kwanzaa, yeah.
But yeah, I think at the minute, if the World Cup started tomorrow...
Ezra Konsa is my number one.
Konsa and Gaye. I thought Konsa was phenomenal.
I think he's so good, so underrated. We said it at Aston Villa for a while now. He's just been kind of...
I've highlighted him as the one that Man United needs to go and get.
Yeah, I think he's such a good player. Still like of a good age where his prime's still to come. And he's been doing it at the top level now for a while.
Yeah, he's probably one of the most... Sort of goes under the radar.
Yeah, yeah.
Most of a lot of English centre-backs. But yeah, I mean, come 2026, I know we've still got, 16 months to the tournament? Got a whole other season to go. A lot of things will change. But I mean, if everyone was fit, I don't know if John Stones gets into my team.
He's another one like Reece James where he's probably not to blame for his lack of availability, but availability is the best ability. And right now, and you don't want a player going into the World Cup, kind of like how he was in the Euros, where he comes in after not playing that much.
And you're expecting him to...
You need to run into a World Cup. You need to run into a Euros off of good form. You can't go in there cold because you will get
found
out.
And we could see it, even in the warm-up games to the Euros, he didn't look right.
Mm.
And in the first couple of games of the Euros, he looked like he was nursing a horrific injury.
Yeah, yeah, it was rough.
I mean, centre-backs, I think it's one of our weakest positions.
Yeah.
But Gaye and Konsa fill me with a fair amount of confidence. I think they're two commanding centre-backs who are both tactically smart, they're switched on, they're good with the ball at their feet, and they don't really get beaten by people.
Let us know your starting England centre-back partnership if the World Cup was next week.
Moving on into the midfield, we saw Declan Rice and Jude start both games. I think the first game, Curtis Jones started. The second game, it was...
Morgan Rogers.
Jude and Rice...
Stalwarts, they're going to be there come 2026.
Yeah, I thought Jude was probably the best player across the two games.
He is, let's not bat around the point now, he is England's main man. Harry Kane, thank you for your service, son. But Jude is...
He's the engine.
Jude is
He's
what's going to bring the World Cup to England if it happens.
Yeah, I like how sort of tenacious he is. And you can see he cares a lot. I don't know if it is just for show. You get all up in the rest face and
PR
Latvia, get brother, you're playing Latvia, relax. But I like it. Because that's one thing that I find is missing from all these international games, apart from within the tournaments. It's just any sort of desire or like any sort of fire. They are dry affairs.
Yeah, you can tell that his kind of like desire is to always have like a really good level of performance, whereas like some players just kind of go through the motions in friendlies, whereas he's like always trying to like hit a good level.
Yeah, I thought, I really like what Curtis Jones has done. We spoke about him, I think, in the last England video. He's really good just all round, going forward, holding the ball in midfield. He can make you tick, he can find that pass, he can get past players. He's really good all round. Maybe not quite as dynamic as Morgan Rogers, but I think I like what he offers us. I think what we're missing, though, is against teams like Latvia, like Albania, like Slovenia, like, I don't know, who else did we play in the Euros? Who was our group? Slovenia.
Slovakia.
And Denmark.
Yeah.
Against Slovenia and Slovakia, particularly, it was... We don't have anyone who's... We don't have a way of breaking down these low blocks.
Mm.
the sort of ingenuity isn't there. And I thought in the Latvia game, the tempo was better than in the Albania game, but it didn't really, up until sort of the last half an hour, lead to anything where we pulled them apart.
Yeah, it's a lot of foreplay, no penetration.
Exactly. And I think someone who could offer maybe a solution to that would be Adam Wharton.
I agree. I think it's mental that he, especially because I understand that he hasn't been around much of the season, but Crystal Palace's upturn in form in like the last month or so. It's because he's come back. He's come back into the fold. And I think he's definitely someone that with Rice, both defensively very switched on, but both very good on the ball.
I mean, we saw when he played in, was it the friendlies leading up to the Euros?
Mm.
His passing is ridiculous.
It's really good, yeah.
He's Barry Bannon reincarnate. Jeez. He is unbelievable. And we were seeing him, and he's brave with the ball, which I think a lot of our players aren't.
Mm.
They're too happy to just recycle it and let someone else try and produce a bit of magic. But players like him, players like Eze as well, they're brave with the ball. They're not afraid to lose it,
yeah.
You know? Whereas I watch Phil Foden, potter around, and he looks great on the ball all the time. But when it comes time to sort of produce that bit of magic or take the shot or find that bit of space, it just ends up further back down the pitch.
Right, go to Ballers League, mate. Your time is up.
So for me, I think Adam Wharton could really do a job. And I think if you had him and Rice and Jude in front as a 10, either one of them could go forward.
Yeah, you can.
And Declan Rice, we saw in the two games, he was creating opportunities.
Mm. Declan Rice, for me, so underrated by kind of opposition fans that aren't Arsenal. They're all kind of like, oh, he plays for Arsenal, so let's take the piss. And sometimes, yes, he recycles too often. But he's kind of like Jude in that his constant level is...
He's always a 7 out of 10.
Yeah, 7, 8, 9. And you can only say that really probably about Rice, Jude and Harry Kane. Maybe not even Harry Kane in tournaments. So, I think Declan Rice, always on the team sheet for me, criminally underrated.
And I think criminally underrated in his what he offers going forward. Mm. I think he's got 8 big chances to create the Premier League this season.
Yeah.
I think it's the same as Salah.
Like, you see loads of people on Twitter say, some Arsenal fans saying that Dec should be our 6 and we should go out and buy an 8. And probably there is some substance to that. But what Arteta is doing with Dec, you can see in his stats, like, he is creating more chances. He is getting more assists, more goals. So he is adding that to his game. And you saw in the Latvia game where he made the bursting run into the box and cut it back to Harry Kane. He's got that in him.
Yeah, and I think if you had someone alongside him, like Adam Wharton, you could facilitate that more.
100%.
And then going forward, I think Harry Kane, he looked fairly all right.
Yeah.
I think we're far past ever expecting him to be breaking lines. And against teams like Latvia and Albania, you're never going to have the chance because they're not going to come further than like the edge of their D.
Mm.
But I thought his movement around the box was sharp. I thought his movement in the box was sharp. I thought his link-up play was good. I thought aerially he was fairly good.
Mm.
Maybe a bit disappointed with that header, but I think it came over the top of 2.
Yeah,
he didn't really see it till the last minute. But I thought he was always there, always sniffing around, always asking questions in defence. The wide players is a bit of a conundrum. I think first game, Phil Foden in that right wing role just doesn't work. Understand the idea of it, he can come inside, but then you've got to have the overlap.
Mm.
And in that first game, we had Kyle Walker starting, which is not going to happen. Going forward, Kyle Walker is, he's washed going anywhere.
Mm.
But going forward, particularly, I think that spot is Bukayo's all day long.
And when it's not Bukayo's, give it to Jarrod Bowen. Don't overcomplicate it. He is a perfect backup to Bukayo. They're kind of playing a similar style, both want to beat their man, good at receiving the ball, good at breaking lines. Don't overcomplicate it. Saka or Jarrod Bowen.
Completely agree.
Alhamdulillah.
Completely agree. And I think on the left-hand side, it's a little bit more up
in
for
the air,
debate.
Yeah.
Marcus Rashford, obviously, he's had a bit of a resurgence at Aston Villa.
I want it to work.
I understand the thinking, because if Harry Kane does drop deep, you need someone whose natural instinct is to run in behind.
Hmm.
And that is exactly what Marcus Rashford wants to do. But I think the decision-making is not quite there yet.
Yeah, for me, he didn't impress in the friendlies. Like, if you can't impress... And he might be one of those players who's like, he takes his foot off a gas a little bit in friendlies. But this is his opportunity to impress. And for me, he didn't impress in either game.
The issue is, who?
I think if he's fit, Gordon starts for me. He's playing in a team just won the Carabao, absolutely rinsed Liverpool. Playing at a high level, probably going to get Champions League football. And in a position where we haven't got many options, for me, he's number one. And then if you want something different, someone like Eze would be nice.
Yeah, I think, I don't ever think we'll get to the point where Eze's starting. No. I think,
unless he moves from Palace, yeah.
I still don't think he's enough of a profile fit for that role that Tuchel wants. I think Tuchel, and I think he spoke about it after the first game. He wants his wingers to be direct and brave.
But Eze, in the goal that he wants to take his man on.
But if you've got Harry Kane up top, will Eze be able to offer you that in behind?
Yeah, he's not really in behind, but he is definitely brave on the ball and wants to make things happen.
But against teams like Latvia, low blocks, maybe Eze is the better option.
Yeah, he's definitely more creative than most.
Yeah, and he's more likely to take two people out of the game and find that little through ball than Marcus Rashford is. But I wasn't so disappointed by his performance in the second game. I thought he was one of our more prominent outlets. I mean, when it happened, came to it, most of our attacks came down the left-hand side. I would have liked to see Lewis Skelly overlap a bit more. I would like to see us change it up a bit. You know, it seemed like every time we get the ball and Marcus Rashford was sort of pensively dribble towards his man and play it back out, and we just recycle it around the edge of the box. I want to see us be a little bit more ingenuity.
Maybe it'll come, like we said at the start of the video.
It's two games
in, probably like a 2-3 days worth of training together.
But this it's solid.
Yeah.
Are you hopeful?
I think Tommy Tuchel is not going to bring it home. I think for me, the Euros was the one. We had like a kind of people like John Stones, people like Cole Walker maybe, people like Trent at a really high level, Harry Kane probably at a really high level, all of which kind of disappointed. And I think now, under Tuchel, and like you said, a lot of these players in the squad are new. Dan Burn, Lewis Skelly, Wharton if he gets in, I don't know, Anthony Gordon. These are all new kind of players in and around the squad. I think next year is going to come too quick. I don't think there's enough players kind of in their England prime. There might be...
You need, like, the experience, but at its prime.
Like, you need teams that have done tournaments together. And I think by the time the World Cup comes, we won't have a squad that has done a tournament together.
But you say that, but you'll have the likes of Pickford and Gold, most likely.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have probably Trent in the team. You'll have...
Trent for sure.
Yeah, you'll have...
But did Trent play at the Euros?
Yeah, he was playing that weird 10 role, weren't he? Playing the weird 10 role, he played right back in a couple of games.
Probably two new centre-back pairing.
Well, Gaye, if he's... I would be surprised if Mark Gaye...
Yeah.
Especially if he makes a move to like Newcastle or somewhere. Mm. I'd be surprised if we didn't see him...
I'm going to call that two new centre-back pairing. Or a new centre-back pairing.
Relatively, yeah.
Even if it's one centre-back that's done it and one that's new pairing.
But
new Lewis Skelly.
If either Gaye or Konsa get in... They were there. Gaye was taking us to Berlin.
Mm. But new pairing.
Yeah.
Lewis Skelly or Lewis Hall.
Yeah. I mean, left back is complete up in the air.
Deck and Jude, probably a new kind of... Because who was it like? Fucking like Ariel Gomez. Was he in the Euros?
No, it was Deck, Jude, and then Foden or Palmer or whoever.
He'll be a new midfielder.
Yeah.
Sacks for sure, Harry Kane for sure, and probably a new left winger.
Yeah, but I mean, there's still a decent core of the squad there. I don't think it's as bad as you may think.
Okay, are you hopeful?
No.
Ah, come on, why are you not hopeful?
It is just the English nature, isn't
it? It's just the history of the England.
Yeah, I just think, like, unless we find a way...
Let's provide solutions.
Just fucking go for it, son.
Stop being a little...
No, but that's... Yeah. Like, the football is so pensive. People look more scared to make a mistake than they are to go and grab the game. Where's the fire?
I don't want to be
teams
like...
Win things yet. That Spanish passion. The players come on the pitch. They want to win it.
But
we're so pensive.
I don't want to be like the token Arsenal fan. Do England have a bit of Spurs in them? That like Spain, even though it was a completely new squad, hella young people, Yamal, Nico Williams, all the young people, they're in a country that win shit. Win the World Cup recently. Win the Euros. Run Nations League recently. They win shit.
I agree.
England haven't won stuff in most people's lifetimes. It's just not in our nature. Like, it's not in Spurs. Everyone's too scared to be a winner.
Do you know what? It will come. Mm. I mean, at some point, it will come. 2026 may be too soon, but Thomas Tuchel, he wins tournaments.
It would be poetic.
The German bringing football home to England.
But for me, I don't know.
We'll see. I mean, it's still a long way off. 16
better squads
months.
Have failed. But then again, it's not always the best squad to bring it home.
No, exactly. It's not. Let us know down below, will Tommy Tuchel bring football home to England?